Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. We have reached the halfway point in worldwide transmission. We're simulcasting the radio broadcast. That's on XM, AM and FM stations, global shortwave, other satellite systems, the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the free audio streams. We also simulcast a video stream at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm going to your calls for 30 minutes. I'll continue with calls into the next hour. Ron Paul scheduled to join us for a half hour. But he may come on at the start of the hour or the end of the hour. He's got votes coming up. Congress is in session right now. So Ron Paul coming up with key info next hour. The Federal Elections Commission is trying to persecute him right now as well. He's calling this a premeditated, illegitimate attack, trying to shut down our free speech. So that's coming up. The economy, the Iran situation, the oil, the Al Gore criminal investigation opened for basically rape. I mean, you start trying to make a woman have sex with you and grabbing on her parts, that's sexual assault. So, and you know what? I think he did it. I think she's credible. I mean, you investigate for 15 years every day intensely, you get a feel for these things. I don't say we can put him away for it yet, but he just looks like a big fat rapist. But he likes to rape our freedom. He's a lying fraud with the carbon tax. He was a lying fraud with the cap and trade. Okay, that's enough. It's coming up. It's coming up. Mark in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. 8 years plus since I talked to you last, Southwestern New York. I wanted to call and tell you about a meeting I attended last night. It turned out to be an organization, mostly I would say of neocons, called GO. This is not a promotion of their .com, but it stands for Get Out of Our House, which was basically another neocon circle jerk, as far as I was concerned, asking loaded questions about con-cons, you know, whether we should amend the Constitution to exclude people with law degrees from serving in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, that's a red herring. You can't do that. I mean, the problem is a con-con, once you open a constitutional convention up, everything's on the table.
That's right.
And guaranteed the globalists would stage a terror attack and during the hysteria abolish everything. A con-con is deadly.
That's what I told them. Hey, can I give a shout-out to my son in Wisconsin, Justin? He's 29 today, and he woke up on his own half dozen years ago. God bless him.
Well, good. Were you awake first, Mark, or did your son wake up?
I started in 99 and lost contact, and lo and behold, 2 years ago I found out he was right in line.
Well, that's awesome. God bless you, sir. It's good to know that your son is not psychologically enslaved by the corporate Borg. Let's talk to Ernie in California. Ernie, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Hey, every time I go to the store, I try to tell people about aspartame and fluoride. And if they give me the dumb look, then I tell them the third thing. Einstein said one thing. Two things are infinite, space and stupidity. And then I walk away from them. But the other thing I want to talk about is the web bot. I don't know if you're interested in that, but it's talking about a possible 1.2 billion dead from Gulf oil spill. And also, this has been in the Book of Revelations, the Hopi prophecy, the seventh sign. Let me see, Edgar Cayce wrote about it, and a few other people, including that shaman that's in Africa. What's his name? Credo Mutua or something like that. Basically, I just think the eugenics program's already into effect big time with this oil spill. And I want to get your take on that.
Well, I appreciate your call. Let me come back and give you my take on it. But I've known people, we've interviewed activists who print up little cards with a couple of fluoride websites that have facts on them. Fluoride's deadly. And they put it in fluoride water, you know, containers for kids at the grocery store. But now they don't just put aspartame and Diet Coke and Pepsi. It's in tens of thousands of products. It's in almost all the candy. So you just go in the grocery store and stick those cards in the candy aisle, and you will save people's lives. Desperate things mean desperate measures.
The problem.
How do I
I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you read State Department Memorandum 200 by Henry Kissinger in 73, declassified in 93, they talk about using wars and famine. And if a African country or Latin American country starts industrializing and becoming wealthy, that they would finance rebels to overthrow the government. And that if countries wanted their IMF and World Bank loans, they would have to cut their population growth by 50%. That's just one of many documents, but that's one that's well known. You can look up and read the whole text stuff. Now, people are saying, well, this Gulf thing is the beginning of the eugenics, and that the oil is going to kill everybody, basically. All the eugenics and the soft kill that we've seen, again, soft kill is something that kills you 20 years later, so you don't know what killed you. You don't know what caused the disease. You don't understand the underlying chemical or biological precursors or binary systems that mix together to create that degenerative disease. But the establishment scientists tested on guinea pigs, rats, pigs, and it's almost 100% what affects them will affect us the exact same way. Pigs, guinea pigs, mice, rabbits are similar. That's why they use them as lab animals. And so they've figured all this out, exactly how to soft kill us. But humans are very resilient, very strong. We're omnivores. We're designed to be able to take on a lot of poisons. We're long-lived. We're tough. We're tough as nails. Okay? And we're a lot tougher than a rat, and rats are tough. Pigs are tough. And that's just what we're closest to genetically, not in our DNA, but in the way our bodies deal with chemicals and toxins is porcine pigs and rodents. But side issue, the Gulf is the primary ignition device to get the carbon taxes passed that they openly admit, even in CNN, is to fund the global SDR, which is this new UN IMF World Bank bank-issued cashless money where they just create tens of trillions and then your government has to denominate their currencies in that. That is, your currency is pegged to that and controlled by that, and then you pay taxes to the bankers to give value to the currency. And it's a debt system where they create more currency and more credit and more debt than there is actual physical money or jobs to pay it back, where it's mathematically impossible to ever get ahead. And so it's designed to render you down to slaves. So they've totally enslaved us now with the domestic operation. They've done it to every country they control, almost every nation. They're mopping up the few they don't. Russia, North Korea, Iran, Libya, Somalia. Whether those countries are good or bad, the point is they're being taken over by the Borg. They're the last to fall. And now they need the Gulf disaster for it to go on for 6 months, a year. They're saying it may go on for 2 years. And they need it to not let the big ships that can scoop all the oil up scoop it up, because then the hurricanes can't blow in and drive it into the estuaries and cause a real crisis and some evacuations to set the precedent. The president can grandstand as our savior, and they can then say, see, we've got to have carbon taxes, oil's bad, we've got to seize the economy, tell you what type of car you can drive, what type of industry. Here's an article today, give me a close shot, please, gentlemen, from the London Telegraph, and it says, prices rise as New Zealand passes emissions trading scheme. Petrol and power prices have risen sharply in New Zealand after the government introduced a controversial emissions trading scheme. And they've gone up massively, it says. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the day they passed it, the next week it went up 3 to 5% and is forecast to go up as much as 20%. Now, we have the newscast where they're not saying it's bad. Their national news in Australia is saying half the land in Australia is now off limits. By not letting farmers farm on half their land nationwide and not letting new land be developed, this cuts our carbon credit and Australia gets $5 billion or whatever. And it just shows people going, it's over, I'm bankrupt. And the government's there going, don't worry, we have a program to buy your land at 5 cents on the dollar. I mean, this is mafia takeover. It's like the mafia just lands in, say, East Texas and says, hey, you can't farm no more, and you got to pay taxes to me now. It's for the earth. Oh, you don't like it. There was an oil spill. Oh, God help us. But the caller was raising that point. And so I thought I would just mention the eugenics is going on all around you. They've been testing soft kill, binary weapons, degenerative weapons. It reduces our life expectancy. And people live past 80 on average 100 years ago and before, if they made it past the age of about 8 or 9 or 10, depending on the period. Because you had high infant mortality. Babies died a lot. Women died in childbirth. You take those statistics out, we're living on average about 8 years less than we were. And it'd be even less than that. They kill you with the soft kill weapons. They weaken you. And then they have all these expensive treatments that the drug companies and others suck all the money out of you at the end of your life with. So it's all set up. It's estimated people lived about 61, men 61, women 65 is the number I saw last week by the American Medical Association, if they didn't have all this medicine and all these surgeries and all this drugs. So they keep you alive like Darth Vader. They make you sick, then give you Darth Vader prosthesis to keep you alive, and then suck all your wealth that you've made over your life into their coffers. It's all scientifically designed. And the doctors are compartmentalized and don't see it. A lot of them are starting to, though, like Dr. Blaylock and others. The more prestigious, the more they understand it. That's why they're prestigious, because they can think in a multifaceted, multivariate, three-dimensional tie-in system through historical, scientific, anthropological integration. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in New York. You're on the air, Matt.
Alex, great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
I had a couple of quick things for you. I don't know if you get a chance to listen to the Financial Sense News Hour, but for the past couple of weeks, people have been calling in and nominating you to debate Matt Simmons on peak oil. And that's something they talk about there frequently, and I hope they get in touch with you, and I hope you take them up on it.
I hope they're able to. I was told Opie and Anthony tried to get a hold of us for a week, and I've got actually good guys in there now trying to go through all the – we get 5,000 emails a day, 400, 500 phone calls, and we're trying to sort through it all. It'd be nice if certain people didn't call the office 30, 40, 50 times a day. We've probably got 100 people that literally call – sometimes 50 times a day. So we're sorting through all that insanity. But yes, what's the media request email so I can just give that out specifically? Yeah, we'll get that for you. We're so on top of it.
Something else I wanted to bring up was with this oil still going on as long as it has, how come I haven't heard anything about the Law of the Sea Treaty? It sounds like that would be exactly where this is going.
Well, actually, they've been trying to ratify the Law of the Sea Treaty and this International Gun Grab Treaty to where you pay a tax worldwide to travel on the ocean, and even our inland waterways will be under UN control, just like in NAFTA and GATT, we've given up our trade control, or through NATO, given up lots of our military control, or through these other systems to corporate bodies. But that's another great point you raise. They are proposing the carbon tax, which is an international treaty, which does actually tie into the Law of the Sea. I mean, what does the Law of the Sea and what does a carbon tax have to do with stopping the leak? Nothing. But that's what Obama has proposed, and he's blocked foreign ships that could scoop the oil up until it's too late and all that oil comes ashore. But great points. Anything else?
You always bring the treaty up first, and then the crisis comes later, and now we see the crisis. One other thing I also wanted to say was, I think it was 2 years ago that, right after Bilderberg, John Edwards got burned in the media, you know, his relationship got outed, and right now, as soon as Bilderberg let out, I see Al Gore is in the same spot. I wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
Continue.
No, that's all I got for you.
All right, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, there's several points, and this has been pissing me off all week, that I'd like to bring up about the former, now departed, late Grand Dragon KKK member Robert Byrd, to begin with, and especially to address that caller that left that message on your board. You know, so-called Mr. Constitution, you know, you may want to remind him that, number one, this is the same guy that also voted for the Patriot Act, number one.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, he did. That's number one. So this so-called Patriot stuff, and as far as him talking about the NAACP, listen, black people have been calling them out for the latter part of the 20th century for being the race-pimping and poverty-pimping organization that they are. So that means absolutely nothing. I will tell you myself, I as a black man especially am offended by the way these phony, two-faced white liberals are sitting around here crying over this guy. This is the same guy. Now, they have the nerve to sit there and lambast Rand Paul because of one point of the Civil Rights Act that he might have objected to. This is the same guy that filibustered it, and not only that, was not only just a member of the KKK, but a grand cyclops, a recruiter, and possible murderer in the KKK.
Well, he also said that he didn't want blacks to be in the military next to white people.
Exactly. And you know what happened? And when I say possible murderer, as far as lynchings in the KKK, you know, you remember when that thing happened with Strom Thurmond, that whole debacle with Trent Locke, that the comment that he made
yes.
after his 100th birthday? And there were a bunch of black Republican activists that actually protested Robert Byrd and brought up his KKK days. And one of the buildings that they said, and I don't remember which one it was, but Robert Byrd had sent a staffer down there. And this was reported to Newsmax, and this was around 2003. And they
well, stay there. I want to hear about this when we come back. Come back and tell us about it. I don't want to get into a Robert Byrd bashing fest. I mean, he's dead, 90-something years old, the father of Pork Barrel. He voted for the Patriot Act, and I'm supposed to worship him because the media told West Virginians he represented them. You know, my issue is that I'm against Robert Byrd because he's a globalist and he's dead now, so it's a non-issue, but we'll let you finish up on the other side.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Star after school, sipping on a coke, acted like a fool, cracking crazy jokes. She turned his motor on, man, his heart was gone. Fire down below,
he was a Cyclopsian clan member.
Easy as you go.
Easy as you go, Cyclops ruler, Senator Byrd. Say hi to Choron for me, and you cross the River Styx. Okay, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody that calls their leaders wizards, dragons, cyclopses,
It was the founder of the Klan, who was also a Confederate general, who was the head of the Illuminati, Albert Pike, this is on record, who talked about how there'd be three world wars. The first with the Germans, the second with the Germans, the third starting in the Middle East. This is on record. Now, I'm not saying I was against the South in the Civil War. That was a different thing entirely. British intelligence came in and manipulated the South into the war. This is on record. And manipulated the North into the war. Then they put British troops in Canada, in Toronto, and threatened to invade. So it's not this side's good, that side's good, or this side's good, that side's bad. It's all sides. You need to analyze things and not think of it as black and white when you're looking at how the globalists are manipulating groups. But I don't want to get off into these discussions. It's just that Robert Byrd did vote for the Patriot Act and a lot of other bad stuff. He voted for some good stuff. And I think as he got older, you know, he got better. He presided for 60 years over the Senate while America went to hell in a handbasket. And so I did get a threatening phone call saying, you better not come to West Virginia, talking about our beloved Byrd man. But I don't like speaking ill of the dead. So I'm done talking about it, but I don't censor your calls. The caller, who are we talking to? That's right, Scott in Washington. Scott, finish your point. You're talking about a Newsmax article about the Birdman.
Well, one of the questions that was asked to him about his activities in the Klan day, and one of them that was asked whether or not he participated in any lynchings back then, and that was the only question that was answered. The rest of them, that press secretary said that they never discussed it. But this particular one was asked, and apparently Byrd told this press aide to tell the protesters is that he didn't recall whether or not he had actually participated in any lynchings. Now, it seems to me that if you didn't do any of the things that you were accused of, you would come right out and say, no, I didn't. And it was well known, that between the late 1880s and up until the mid-1960s, that there were over 4,000 lynchings, mostly blacks.
Now, wait a minute. Are you saying that a grand cyclopsian supreme dragon in one of the most oppressive states at the time, covered with Klan, where there were lynchings all over, might have been involved? That's ridiculous. That's like saying water might be wet. Don't talk bad about the Cyclops, the Cyclopsian ruler.
Well, that's what was quoted in there, that he doesn't recall. That's the vague language that was used. So, you know, that's when I say, and I don't know for certain whether it's true, but that's why I say possible. So, you know, I don't like talking ill of the dead either, and I don't really like getting off into this stuff. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's no great loss, and you know, I hope he's burning in hell, but that's my take on it.
So you're not crying yourself to sleep at night right now over a Byrd?
Hell no.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Scott. Let me just say this. Look, the Russians have infiltrated the United States. Of course they're trying to infiltrate computer companies and brokerage houses in Harvard, because that's the corporate group that has hijacked our country. They're allowed to steal trillions of dollars in plain view and get in no trouble. Almost every person in the Obama administration is from Harvard. It's a sickening little crew of crooks. And I'm not saying you're bad if you have a Harvard degree. It is a great university. It's that in the political science area and the law school, it's a bunch of crooks. I mean, it's on record. I've had top PhDs from Harvard on who were taught how to overthrow America. It's a corporate takeover. And you go, what's that have to do with Byrd? It's the same thing. Look, the Klan is almost non-existent in this country. Back when they had Birth of a Nation, you know, the machete of its time, it was the popular La Raza for white people, and it was popular, and the corporate media promoted it because there were millions and millions of members. But now it's a diversion and a distraction, and Byrd, as corrupt as he was in opposition to a lot of what was going on, because things are so much more corrupt now, they've surpassed anything he ever did. So it's kind of like, am I worried about 11 Russian sex operatives or whatever? Compared to global banks that have engaged in espionage, it's called globalism, who have bought off treacherous, treasonous Americans, who've taken over our government and are robbing us and raising taxes to pay to themselves. That's what I'm focused on.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I don't like Al Gore. He's always looked like a big fat rapist to me. Looks like a giant pervert, but I don't go off my instincts, though they're always right. I've got to trust but verify. And I've listened to the woman's testimony. We played parts of it. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com since last weekend. And it's her audio police report. It's actually hours long. We put up a version that kind of boils it down to 23 minutes. But Al Gore came in. He was staying at a fancy hotel. He showed her condoms and said, I'm going to use these. He began grabbing her hands and putting them on his genitals. She said she wasn't that type of masseuse, that she wasn't a prostitute, and that he seemed to be confused about what he'd ordered. And she explained it all to him. And then, of course, he started trying to get her stuff and leave, and he was running up behind her in the bathrobe, hunching on her without underwear on. And doing classic politician stuff of like, I'm not advancing on you when you don't want me to. That's preposterous, as he was hunching on her. So, I mean, that's classic. This is not an assault like at Waco as they're ramming the building, pumping gas in. Or we're not setting up a world government. Next on CNN, world government. The only hope, we'll pay our taxes to them. I'm not having unwanted sexual advances as he was chasing her around with an erection protruding from his bathrobe. According to her, and it sounds very credible. And it's very credible that she didn't go file the report for a few months because she was so freaked out. I mean, I had a juvenile justice guard try to rape me in a shower, and I threatened him off of me, but I didn't talk about that for years. I'd probably been on talk radio for a decade before I'd talk about it because it just sounds embarrassing. But now I could care less. I just talk about everything. But, I mean, you know, imagine a woman. Al Gore, who just won the Peace Prize, he's like God. ABC News, Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse case, and she says she's got the blue-stained dress. Oh, Al got a little too excited, and we're not going to play. You know, he, everybody's, if they've got a dog who isn't castrated, you've seen it kind of get excited on the grass and scooting its hind end around. That's kind of what Al Gore did, reportedly. So we'll see about this DNA testing. I shouldn't be laughing. I mean, it's a very serious matter to have a vice president involved in this. It's just, it's so gross, and Al Gore, the man bear pig, is so embarrassing and so degenerate, and this will discredit their global carbon tax. I mean, they've got their oil spill to push their carbon tax, and they're blocking the aid ships that could have skimmed all this up because they want the hurricanes to bring the oil in to use the crisis to get their carbon tax, and Al Gore, of course, is one of the main investors in it, but this is as big as the oil spill. You know, they want to use some unrelated oil spill for taxes. This is going to put an even bigger nail in anthropogenic global warming. But see, there's a reason they're now reopening the investigation again. It's because he's not the Nobel Prize winner anymore. In the court of public opinion, he's a fraud. He's lost all credibility. People know he's a joke. They remember Bill Clinton saying, "I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky." They remember all the women that came out who said that Bill Clinton would corner them, rape them, that he liked to bite them. He would bite them, bite their face to hold them down while he raped them. And people remember the interviews of the landlord of one lady, of Jennifer Flowers. The state police came and broke his legs and almost killed him, all because he'd videotaped Bill Clinton going in to have a little fun with his jilly. And everybody remembers all those rape allegations and the groping allegations and that Clinton got caught lying about it and that he was groping and grabbing women, and it seemed like the uglier, the more. And that's actually something with the elite. They like Down syndrome children and they like women who aren't that attractive. I mean, I wouldn't say this woman's that attractive. And it seems to be the forcing it on them. Some of the Harvard frat guys invented what they call whaling. I'm not going to go any deeper into it, but the fatter the woman, the better. And they like to get them drunk and then be mean to them. I've actually heard the stories from some of the scum. So, again, this is what these elites are into. If they can have any gorgeous, beautiful number 10 woman they want, no, they like to kind of make an old lady beg and plead and not want to have sex with them. So, again, it just fits the whole MO, and I believe it happened. And he's in a lot of trouble. Of course, his wife's leaving him ahead of all this coming out. And if you think Tiger Woods was out of control, he was just red-blooded. I'm not saying it's good what he did, but he did like attractive, fast women. There are worse crimes, but rape or attempted rape is a crime. Portland police reopened Al Gore sex abuse allegations and claimed former vice president subjected her to unwanted sexual touching in 2006. I love the way the media spins that. If you listen to this tape, if you listen to her police report, and you can hear the police, they're totally buying it. They totally know she's telling the truth because, I mean, that's what they're trained to be able to pick up on. In fact, let's just go ahead and play a few minutes of this tape right now. I'm only going to play a few minutes of it, but let's go ahead and play a few minutes of it. Again, Portland police reopen Al Gore sex abuse tape, and the Chinese national television has also... And, of course, we also have the Inquirer cover. Al Gore is a pervert and sexual predator. And she told him, "Stop it, you sex poodle." She says he tried to nicely get him to stop, but he just kept pushing and pushing, and it appeared that's how he liked it. So she had to escape out of the room. But, again, the reason I know her story's true, there's a lot of factors, was the, you know, repeating, "This is not unwanted sexual events. I am not making it. This is not happening," as he was chasing her around, trying to grab her from behind, hunching like a feral dog, you know, does with a chew toy. Let's go ahead and go to this tape. Here it is.
I went into much deeper shock as I realized it appeared he was demanding sexual favors or sexual behaviors. I decided to declare I got so freaked I just got... I got a tiny bit mad under my terror. I decided to clarify things by asking him, as he angrily complained that I was not doing what he wanted, for him to show me exactly what he wanted me to do, such as where and such. I said, well, why don't you show me? And I thought, this is too nuts. He grabbed my right hand hard, shoved it down under the sheet to his pubic hair area, my fingers brushing against his penis, and firmly planted my hand on his pubic crest region and said to me, there, in a very sharp, loud, angry sounding tone. This is all happening really fast, as you can imagine. Further yet into shock from both his demand and his angry, intimidating behavior, I subtly and slowly slid my hand up away from the area and told him it would be a counterproductive massage technique, as he had said that he'd wanted to unwind from stress and relax, and that it would get him too awake, I said euphemistically and diplomatically. I felt like I was dancing on the edge of a razor. He angrily raged in an accusatory and threatening confrontational tone. He bellowed at me. I had no idea. And I've never had a client yell at me, except for one who was brain injured and she was drunk. And I've worked with her all the time. She's a mess. But she's like 5 feet tall. And she'll cry. Okay, so he screamed at me. He goes, I'm not asking, imagine yelling, I'm not asking for you to do anything inappropriate, to which I replied in a softer, terrified, calming tone, no impropriety was inferred, sir. At this point, I was realizing just how crazy and insidious he was and how precarious my situation was when he said the aforementioned, even though he clearly wanted inappropriate touch. It's like to make your mind go nuts. He was moaning, groaning, moving, and acting in a very suggestive way. It was unreal. I never even had any of my hotel clients get angry, yell, or act out at me before. During the massage episode, I realized, much to my horror, that I was in the perfect storm and that I was in a room with someone who was Teflon-coated in terms of his credibility and celebrity status, and my usual safety net idea in all hotel massages before this of being able to escape from such a potential situation of perverted or threatened behavior from a client, which would be terminate the massage and leave the room immediately for help from the front hotel desk, even running and or shouting for help in the hallway if deemed necessary, was completely worthless in this situation. It was no longer viable because I feared that if I ran for the door to get out, I could or would be violently accosted by some security detail for seeming to be hostile, inappropriate, insubordinate, or threatening to him, and I feared being tased or shot by them as a first and immediate response. I also feared that if I made dissent with Gore, I could be in danger of being falsely arrested for false allegations of alleged soliciting or even attempted assault in his efforts to do damage control, and I felt certain that any, even the smallest complaint from him to the hotel could also destroy my work life reputation in all the hotels and hence do irreparable damage to my livelihood, not to mention damage my personal reputation, which I had spent years building with my livelihood. I felt very uncertain if I'd be able to get out of the room without being accosted by him anyway at this point. So, make sense to y'all? Mm-hmm. He then tried another tactic as though he had very suddenly switched personalities and began in a pleading tone, pleading for release of his second chakra there. There's so much tension being held. This was yet another euphemism for sexual activity he was requesting, but cleverly as though it were a spiritual request or something. I was further deeply shocked and repulsed as my realization of what was happening sunk in, and especially as my mind was now reeling from this absolute betrayal by someone I had inherently trusted as a good guy who cares about people, including me, because of his public persona. When I came out, he was in his robe and he complimented me on the session. I felt I could leave without further problems from him, but I was wrong in that surmising. I was freaked out and trying to act calm and collected so as not to look vulnerable and so as to keep any other weirdness from him from happening. He engaged me in small talk as I headed for my massage table to break it down, and he came over to where I was while I was trying to pack up. And then he wrapped me in an inescapable embrace as I turned around, giving this come hither look deep into my eyes and caressed my back and buttocks and breasts. I squirmed to try and get out of his grasp, telling him to stop, don't, several times, and I finally told him and said, "You're being a crazy sex poodle," hoping that he'd realize how weird he was being, yet he persisted. He was much stronger than me, bigger than me, and insistent. It was completely unnerving, and I realized that resistance was making him giggle and pursue more strongly. And I knew then that this resistance was a dangerous tactic to use if I wanted to avoid being raped. I had the fear that rape would be inevitable if I could not get out of the room, yet I could see no way to immediately leave without it also being a risk to my safety.
Okay.
Because I felt he would use force to counter.
It goes on forever, but we've got the full multi-hour interview. We've got a 23-minute boil down. You can go hear this for yourself as he begins chasing her around with an erection. We don't normally talk about stuff like this on the show, but we've got cops reportedly raping women up at the G20. We've got the vice president, the former vice president reportedly doing this, and it fits his M.O. to a T. You've got a new police investigation, so we have to play part of it. It gets too graphic. I've made the decision not to play any more of the video because he starts running around with an erection outside of his robe, humping on her as she goes out the door, showing her condoms, saying, "Why are there condoms in this hotel room? This is a hotel room that supplies me this." And I was on a road trip once, and I remember we were like in Nevada somewhere in the middle of nowhere on a college road trip. And we were sitting around joking in the room, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. And we're like, "Why does it say push here for massage?" And one of the guys jokes and goes, "This is Nevada. They probably send a whore to your room." And later I found out that's what that is. And so I think Al Gore must check into these super ritzy places and thought he was because later in the tape he goes, "This is Oriental Massage." And I, you know, in downtown Austin, they got places like Midnight Cowboy or Oriental Massage or now they're called Lingerie Modeling. And I've never been in one, but the word is you get a little. Well, actually, I probably get 4 or 5 massages a year. And a couple times, and I didn't know what it meant, women giving me massages, and I don't like a man touching me, they would ask, "Have you ever heard of a happy ending?" And I was like, "No." And one time the lady just laughed, and the next time she described it, and it was like a hint. "Do you want a happy ending, buddy?" And I'm sorry, I am not into prostitutes. Number one, I'm married and like my wife, love my wife, but there's just something, like I'm not licking toilet bowls. I'm not licking, doorknobs. And I'm not even looking down on those women or saying they're bad. I'm just scared. But side issue, if you put all the pieces together, it's very, very, very clear that Al Gore thought he was ordering a Oriental massage, as the code word is, and that she showed up, and he was like, "Look, get to work, woman. I've had a long day. I'm very stressed." But the minute she said no, I mean, this was then sexual assault. And he molested this lady, and I believe it. And look, Inquirer, people confuse Inquirer of News of the World. You'll have the Inquirer, and it'll say, "Government plans to microchip population." They'll have a real article that I've already seen in the AP a year before. They'll just give it a more shocking headline. And pretty much everything in the Inquirer, I mean, I remember reading in the Inquirer when I was a little kid. It was like laying in a haircutting place. I mean, I don't remember. It was somewhere laying around in a business while I was waiting. And it said Schwarzenegger's dad was a Nazi, and Schwarzenegger dressed as a Nazi and gave out records of Hitler when he lived in California and would scream "down with the blacks" at the weightlifting gym and said he wanted to be a dictator and all this stuff. And I thought, oh, this is the Inquirer when I was like 13 years old reading that. And then later it all came out in mainstream news, and it turned out it was true. It's kind of like John Edwards. It was the Inquirer that broke all that. So you'll have the Inquirer that I think is a pretty good investigative journal. They do give it tabloid-type sensational headlines, but this is sensational. But next to it will have "Bat Boy Lands on White House Lawn" or "President Meets with Aliens." And even those publications that are 90% bull, then they'll mix real news in to discredit it, I think. But I think the National Enquirer is a completely different animal. I mean, you know, here it is. Al Gore is a sexual pervert and predator. So that is now in the news. All right, I'm going to come back, go to Frank, Brian, Lauren, Jim, Brian, and others. On the other side of this quick break, we'll continue with calls. Ron Paul scheduled to come up in about 40 minutes from now. And I know I didn't get to your Twitter questions for Jesse Ventura. I only got to two of them. But if you've got Twitter questions, there's a good chance I'll end up asking them of Congressman Paul. So it's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Get those tweets into me right now, your questions for Congressman Ron Paul at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And that is coming up. But we'll continue with your phone calls, and I'm going to get into the Gulf, more on the Russian spies, the economy, and a lot more. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the best, most hard-hitting documentary books, films, Patriot t-shirts, materials to wake folks up. And that's why the government is moving to shut off the internet, to shut down free speech, to shut down Campaign for Liberty with Ron Paul. They don't want Ron Paul to be able to tell you how someone voted in America. That's in the FEC Federal Elections Commission investigation. I mean, that's how much trouble we're in. But also that shows how effective we are, that the establishment wouldn't be trying to shut us down if it wasn't having an effect on them. So get the videos. Endgame, Invisible Empire, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, the T-shirts. Get them all. Wear them. Hand them out. Put them on Access TV. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day. Download the books, the videos, the material. Burn them to disk. Give them to everyone you know. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. We also now have two online video bookstore shopping carts available. We have the Yahoo cart, and we've launched a new cart of our own. All available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I love the two new T-shirts. We've got five new T-shirts total, but the two new ones that have an American flag with barbed wire across it, making up the stripes, and it says Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com. It says the same thing on the back. And another that shows Uncle Sam as a POW-MIA. And we've got an In the Fed shirt and a bunch of new great shirts at Infowars.com. And they're all meant to get conversations going with people, and so you can meet like-minded people when you go to a tea party or when you're on the street or when you're at church or when you're at work. Legalize Freedom, Infowars.com, Uncle Sam behind the POW wire. And you can explain that to people that America has been taken over by a hostile offshore corporate takeover, and we're in the final phases of our republic being destroyed. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex. You've got a reformed Imperial stormtrooper on the phone here.
Well, good to have you join the rebellion. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in corrupt North Carolina here. I was just thinking about, with regards to Al Gore, perhaps the elites have decided to sacrifice him to Moloch. Maybe they've given the green light on that because, you know, their little plan, their little agenda didn't go so well with the cap and trade.
Well, let me stop you, and I'll hold you over because I want you to be able to finish your point. But great minds think alike, and I remember Lord Monckton, not in this interview, but in the last interview, saying he believes they will throw people under the bus. I said, how do you think they're going to counter us? And he and others said, well, normally they'll have a sacrifice. They will destroy someone. He said, I don't think it'll just stop with Professor Jones, one of the ringleaders of the university fraud. It may, you know, expand from there to even Al Gore. And then Jaron, during the break, right before I went to you, said, Alex, don't you think they're throwing him under the bus? Use the same term you used. Aren't they throwing him under the bus? And they'll get a new puppet for cap and trade. And I said, yeah, I'm going to make that point when I go live. Then I go to you, and you say the same thing, Frank. So, yes, I think, I mean, they knew about this the whole time, but also he's now been discredited. And so I think the police were scared to go after him to begin with. And I think the system now may let him be destroyed because it's a convenient distraction. I'm sorry, he just looks like a rapist, and I don't normally go off of somebody looks, but he always looks, I mean, he looks like a pervert to me, but you can't go off that. This woman says she has DNA from him hunching on her, that he ejaculated on her. She says she's got witnesses as well. Stay there, we'll come back to you. 1 minute break, we'll get Frank, who says he's a retired or reformed stormtrooper, maybe current or former police officer. Then we'll go to Brian, Lauren, Jim, and Brian. But again, you're not really a rebellion against the Empire. The Empire overthrew the Republic, so you want the old Republic back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.